If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. Here's a question for you. Are you afraid to ask tough questions? Now, my uncle, who is a lawyer, told me that he never asks a question that he doesn't have the answer for. Now, he says every once in a while he's surprised. You know, I remember a number of years ago, I was in a court case. I was in a bad car accident and we were in discovery. And my lawyer asked a question to the person that was the defendant and got an answer that he wasn't expecting at all. He wasn't expecting the answer, and it changed the whole nature of the court case in our favor. But you need to be able to ask the hard questions. If you can't ask the questions, you're never going to know the answer. And if all you do is throw softballs out there, if all you do is ask yes and no closed questions, people are going to give you the information that you ask for, and you're never going to get the information that you need. Sia, let's gnaw on this.
We've talked about conflict and addressing conflict in general.
Absolutely.
And I think this takes it another step further, right? Is to really...
Is it Leslie who's our resident?
Yes, Nydick, yeah. Right? The conflict. So I think it is asking that question where... This is where I think a lot of EQ is going to come into play if you Absolutely. Want a successful outcome, right? Because you can ask questions for the sake of asking questions, and then people will say, don't be a you-know-what about it, right? So I think... It is such a, I think all of our topics that we know on are so much easier said than done. Mm-hmm. So when you are in that heightened moment in time and you have to ask that firm question, you really got to be cognizant of the fact that you have to remove the emotion yes. out of that tough question. And it could be, why were you late today? Right? Like, and it could be something as basic as that. Let's just say
somebody died. You could say somebody died.
Right.
And then you have to deal with it.
Right? And it sucks because let's just do that scenario because I can relate. So someone that you know is like chronically late to things, yes. very highly important meeting situation, and you must be punctual. They shut the doors like court cases do, right? Like mm-hmm. you're not there, dude. They locked that door.
The door's locked. Right? Yep.
And I think it's, when you have to come down on someone to say, look, we told you explicitly you have to come early such that if there is an emergency, you have padding. Mm-hmm. And then at the flip time, life happens and they're like, I had full intent to come, but yeah, my dog died or something. I don't want to say dog died,
whatever. You know,
but something happened, right? My dog flooded my house. How about that?
There we go.
You know, so it sucks because you have two issues going on, right? Mm-hmm. One of which was, we needed you and we needed to hold you accountable to this meeting.
Right.
But on the flip side is, they had an excuse for it, but yet every time is always an excuse. So how much do you have to address that as that side of it? The flip side is, as this individual who's like, no, I'm making a concerted effort to not be, you know, late. You know, they might recognize I was late, but you know, universe likes to mess around with them on stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So from their perspective is, I am trying hard. I am working hard, but the world beats me down. And it's tough because both sides in their own perspectives isn't wrong. But how do you communicate to each other to say, look, how do we do this so we both come out elevated and not one or the other is suppressing the other?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, there's the Simon Sinek thing. It says, the difference between the manager and the leader, where the manager says you've been late three times. It says you do it one more time. It says we're going to have to fire you. The leader says you've been late three times. Is everything okay? And I think that we need to ask questions if we're prepared to listen to the answer, whatever the answer is. And doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. Doesn't mean that you have to, you know, validate it. Doesn't mean that it's right. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. But you can't ask a question unless you're willing to listen to the answer. And you need to discern it. It's just, you have somebody that's chronically late and they're constantly saying, well, this happened to me and this happened to me and this happened to me. Well, then I guess you need to figure out a way to, you know, and let's work through it together that this doesn't become a problem anymore. We need to mitigate the systems and processes that you go through on a daily basis, which might mean you have to wake up 30 minutes earlier. And, you know, and this is, well, I'm not prepared to do it. Well, I'm not prepared to keep this job open for you if you're not willing to meet me halfway. I think as leaders asking the tough questions, we need to know when is the time to bend, when is the time to, you know, to be flexible, when is the time to be empathetic. And sometimes we need to know, it says, you know what, the expectations, you know, you're not holding yourself accountable based on mutually agreed upon expectations. And there has to be that ability to say, you know what, maybe this isn't the right place for you. And it's time for you to move on. And it may not be fair. It may not be right. It may not be, you know, may not exactly be the thing the other person wants to hear. But both sides need to ask the hard questions and be able to deal with the hard answers.
I think there's some truth to that. And I'm not saying it doesn't always have to be black and white. We're like, hey, if you're not going to ship up, your ship out, right? There's always ways to do it. But I think there is something to be said. If you're in a situation where you don't want to be there anymore, I have a theory that when you're already unhappy and you already don't want to do something, you're going to find a ton of excuses not to do something because you just simply don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm so guilty of this. Like people, I'm speaking from myself here. And I think that's such a truth bomb within a truth nugget within your, I've just muted myself there. I think it's a truth nugget to really accept your soul of why are you chronically late? And I'm using this as a random example, people. I'm just saying, not talking to myself or anything, but I think there's something to be said of whatever that activity that, you know, is expected of you or whatnot. So yeah, I think I really like what you're saying because to address it is, oh, that's the other thing too that I wanted to bring up is this really has to be a situation, like statement. So if we're talking about the late, being chronically late, we're talking about the chronically late component. We're not indicting you as a human. We're not saying, I don't like you. We're saying, hey.
I don't like the fact that you're late.
Exactly. Exactly. And if we can receive it as well to say, okay, you don't like that I'm late, but you're not saying you don't like me. If we really could communicate that very clearly. And sometimes you just have to directly say that, right? Like you just said it.
Well, I have a friend of mine that you know, when people are not, we're not happy at work. If you don't, you're not a good leader. You really don't. And you need to be able to ask that question and deal with the answer. And people say, actually, no, I'm not happy at work. Okay, what can we do to make you happy? Well, you know, this, and this. Well, we can't do that. Tell you what. Why don't we give you 3 months to go find another job?
Wow, that's kind of you.
And, you know, I have a guy who does this. He says, it costs me a fortune to have unhappy, disengaged, you know, dispassionate people working for me. I want them to be successful. I wouldn't have hired them if I didn't want them to be successful. Maybe they need to be successful somewhere else. Because here's the thing. Your brand is only as valuable as your unhappiest employee on their worst day.
I've heard that before from you. Yeah.
Yes. One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Your brand is only as valuable is your unhappiest employee on their worst day. And if you can sit there and say, why are you unhappy? And just say, you know what? I don't like you as a manager. I don't like you I don't think you treat me fairly. And be able to not take that, you know, as part of the initial push and get your backbone up and say, okay, then why? What is the problem? And it maybe it's something you've done. And maybe it's just them. And it might be a combination of the two of them. And either you can work it out or you can't. And if you can't, then your job as a leader is to find ways to enable that person to be successful and make your rest of your team and the rest of your organization successful at the same time. And that may mean that that person ends up moving somewhere else. You know, so we as leaders need to ask the hard questions because we need to know, what do we need to do next? When things are, you know, when things are uncomfortable, when things feel bent, broken, or bedlam, when things are uncertain, when things are, you know, chaotic, there's always a reason for it.
Yeah.
And if we as leaders are not willing to ask the hard questions to find out really what's going on, you know, I see that sales are down. I see that disengagement is up, but why? And let's look at it and says, well, you know that sales manager you hired? Well, he's a bully, he's a micromanager, and he doesn't know how to lead people. Okay, great. Now I know where the problem is because I've had 30 different people tell me that this is the problem. Now I'm not firing these 30 people that are being disengaged and disgruntled. I'm sitting there going, okay, maybe I need to focus my attention there.
The source. And it helps.
And that's what good, honest communication does. It enables you to sit there and say, what is the real problem? What is the real concern? What are the things that we can fix? What are the things that we can't fix? What are the things we could do? What are the things we can't do? How, you know, can we make people feel better? Maybe we can't, but we can sit there and say, okay, this is what we can do. And this is how we can move forward. Does this work for you or not? And if it's a customer, they may end up going elsewhere.
Yeah.
You'll remember that story I told you about Southwest Airlines. I mean, I don't know if you remember the story. Is when right after 9/11, one of their top customers came up to them and says, you know what, I'm very uncomfortable with the fact that you guys are still irreverent in your safety drills.
Campaigns. Yeah.
You know, in your safety drill campaigns. He says, you know what? She says, if you don't fix this, I'm going to leave you. And the answer was, we're going to be sorry to see you go.
Yeah.
Because this is our culture. This is our purpose. This is who we are as an organization. You can't change who you are as a brand to appease one person. It can't be done. Sometimes somebody is no longer going to be a customer. Sometimes somebody is no longer going to be an employee. Sometimes somebody is no longer going to be a vendor or a stakeholder or whatever, you know, because there's something that you've done that rubs them the wrong way for whatever reason. Sometimes you can fix it. Sometimes you can't. But if you don't ask the hard questions and be willing to sit there and take the wrath in the short term to find out what the real issues are, you're never going to be able to fix it, or you're never going to be able to put yourself in a position to say, this is who we are as a brand. I'm sorry you feel that way. We're going to continue to do that.
You know, it's funny because we just shifted from, like, you know, interpersonal communication to corporate communication. Look,
but they're both the same.
I think the fundamental thing is you're not going to please everyone.
No.
And the goal is really please your audience. That's your core. Mm-hmm. And I think if that's anything, that's a lesson for all corporate brands that are, you know, wanting to get into more controversial topics and stances. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough conversation, but, you know,
that's a different conversation altogether, but you're right.
I think that kind of goes right there. Okay. We're gabbing.
I was about
today.
To say, if we go down that rabbit hole, we'll be down there forever. But let's land this plane. And what I want people to think about is, if you shy away from asking hard questions, you're never going to know what the challenges are. And if you don't know what the challenges are, you can't fix them. And all you're going to do is make people angry at you. And not only are they going to speak ill of you, but they're going to tell a whole bunch of people about you who therefore are not going to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask the hard questions, and if you're willing to work with people and you're willing to listen to them, understand them, and value them, you're going to put them in a position where they're going to become champions of your brand.
Can't agree more, sir.
I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at IamBenBaker.com or me at BrilliantBeamMedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.